Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. Greetings, fellow jugheads. Norm Borg with you. A new chapter begins in British Columbia racing this weekend as the Fraser Downs kicks off its fall-winter meet. Members of Harness Racing British Columbia have been buoyed by the strong support from the provincial government, and they're just chomping at the bit. But the question is, how is their partner taking it, namely Great Canadian Gaming? They were not in favor of a 10-month racing schedule, but will now have to live with it. We'll find out from principals on both sides in this edition of Trot Radio.
There they go!
Welcome back to Trot Radio. Fraser Downs leaves the gate with its fall winter meet on Friday. Rod Thiers is one of the leading trainers and a BC native who made good on the big show at WEG with horses like Village Janice. Jackson Whittup, director of racing at Fraser Downs, is a man responsible for helping to fill out the cards to make them attractive to the betting public. Gentlemen, welcome.
Thanks, Norm.
Rod, let's start with you, and what has to be taken as a very positive sign, that's the fact that given the previous uncertainty of BC racing, you've decided to come back to your home province despite having made an impact on the WEG circuit in the last 2 years. Why would you do that when you're doing just fine on the big stage?
I had a lot of people ask me why I would do that, and you know, I spent one winter there and that was enough, you know. And that, and they got 10 months racing here in BC, and I just want to see, support it, see how it goes.
Yeah, you should try spending a winter in Ottawa.
No.
Okay, let's go over to Jackson for a moment, because the question that immediately comes to mind at your end, now that we're going with 10 months of racing, as Rod said, is the how of it all. How is Great Canadian, and it's a company we know is famous for its sharp pencil, how is it going to be able to provide 10 months of quality racing when it only really wanted 6 months in the first place?
Well, that's kind of a double-edged sword and a tough question for me to answer, but I think the main point is that Great Canadian was, I don't know, maybe forced is too strong a word, but they were told that they had to race
right
at 10 months. So from a horseman's point of view, I can certainly understand why they fought that. It's we're out in the middle of nowhere here, and in order to only have 6 months of racing and for them to ship somewhere, it's not only a huge inconvenience, but a cost factor. So I think once we get rolling, people know that we got the 10 months, Rod has come back, I think the quality of racing and the racing itself will be the easy part.
Okay.
It's probably sustaining the excitement and that as far as the bettors. Probably a little bit, too, once that Hastings gets going and they have an option. So we're just going to have to give it a try.
Well, you've got a healthy chunk of marketing money that's come your way to Harness Racing BC from the government there, so that's got to help. And I'm glad you mentioned that, because, you know, looking at Friday's card, 9 races, not the deepest of fields. You seem to have recovered some of the BC horse people that were at Alberta Downs this summer. You feel that'll be enough to carry the load, or would you be looking elsewhere?
No, as it turned out, we were supposed to go 3 days a week for 6 weeks here to start with, and we have canceled Saturday's racing and came back with a very, very strong card of 12 races on Sunday. I think the biggest reason, and to keep everything on more than a positive note, is we, and Rod can verify this more than anything, but we had a virus go through here probably 3 weeks ago, a month. And if you look at the overnights and that, you'll see that not very many two-year-olds are in this weekend. So I think we're going to have an awful lot of qualifiers on Saturday, and that should get us through the hump. Once we get over this first weekend, I'm hoping that it gets better. It was bad luck, probably from the track's point of view more than anything, but better for the horsemen this week than a couple weeks when Rod will tell you that the stake races start. So
sure,
we can only deal with the cards that are dealt us.
This is true. Now let me ask both of you, what joint strategies, if any, have been formed between, you know, the horse people and Fraser Downs to make this work? Because again, you know, as you guys mentioned earlier, Fraser's or Great Canadian's hands were sort of tied. It's great news for the horse people. It is what it is. What are you folks doing together to make this work? I mean, it's got to be, it's a great product. You know, what do we do?
Well, I'll answer that first. I don't think there's any doubt that there has been and will be some friction on this decision. But again, I want to work with the horsemen and start from scratch. This is what the calendar says. This is what we're here to do. So let's do it. And I think from my level as the as racing secretary more than anything, and the horseman's level, that's going to be the easiest part to work together, and we'll try and get these horses raced, and the horseman will put on a show. I think that's our goal anyway, and let the politics, I don't think the politics is at the level between the horseman and myself. We'll leave that up to the Horsemen's Association and Great Canadian Gaming.
Yeah, and you have to walk a tightrope too, because you've been on both sides of this issue, or not this issue, but you know you're got your feet planted in the backstretch as a horse person as well. So the question I have though is in terms of marketing. Again, HRBC has had the funds. What is Fraser going to be doing that either of you guys know of to help further market the game over the next 10 months?
I haven't actually seen the marketing program. You'd have to give Brock or Ken Stratton a call in, on that side. But I know there's, with BCLC now on board, a lot of that is being done on a yearly basis for both breeds as far as advertising and stuff in the paper. So there's generic odds or ads, once thoroughbreds are finished and the standardbreds start up. And then I know we have a very good promotion coming up opening night. The Chamber of Commerce is sending 9 owners from the Cloverdale area of different businesses, and we're going to basically pretend that they own a horse for the day. So Rod happens to own a horse or have a horse in one of those races, and Rod's going to show these people everything that happens from 5:30 on until the horse races, till maybe it's bathed away, depending on on what the involvement is. So there's stuff like that going on. I just don't have the actuaries on that.
Well, that's okay, and I'm sure it'll work out great, and I'm excited for you people. Now, when we talked about both breeds, this sounds like a natural segue here. It may not be the 800-pound elephant in the room, but it's pretty close, and I would think that it's a niggling threat that the thoroughbreds want to descend on Fraser Downs, have their meet there. Non-starter or a definite possibility? What have you heard? Rod, we'll start with you.
What have I heard? I've heard different. What I've heard is just gossip, so I don't know if it's true, but I heard them talking about making this a bigger track for dual for both breeds.
How do you do that without almost tearing the whole thing down? I mean, unless you're going to, you know, you've got 5/8, really, right? Which is the same size as Northlands. You're going to try and run both standardbred and thoroughbred at the same time. That'd be a massive infrastructure job, I would think.
Yeah. Well, I think I'll jump in. I know negotiations are going very well between the City of Vancouver and Hastings Entertainment and Corporate. So I really personally do not believe that that'll ever happen, but again, I may be the wrong person to ask that, but I think the lease in my own mind at Hastings will be signed sometime in the near future.
Well, it should. It's a made-for-thoroughbred track, I think, as far as 5/8 tracks go, and just the same way that Fraser is a made-for-standardbred track. Let's look at some more positive things. We don't want to worry about the what-ifs for too long. Rod, tell us about your stock, Village, Janus, and the like. What have you got planned? What's on the horizon?
I got Village Janus. She's going to race a week tomorrow in the last gold, and it goes for $170,000. There's 8 horses in it. And after that, the super final, November 14th, I think.
Yeah.
And then I'm thinking of sending her to Northlands for the Philly Pace. It's $75,000. That's in December.
Well, she should do well there, I would think. And then, obviously, she's going to be a factor in the super finals if she makes it that far. So good luck with that. Obviously, you guys have got to be excited. I mean, you've gone from wondering whether or not you're going to have to drive back and forth from Alberta to British Columbia in the off season. That's not going to happen. So it's got to be an exciting time for you both.
Well, if we're not excited going into opening night, I guess we're not going to get excited. So, yes, yeah, for sure we're excited. I there's some other things going on, too. November 11th is the Breeders' Day, which all the finals for 2- and 3-year-olds go out here. It's usually one of our best days. And a new twist that management has come up with here is the takeout for win, place, show, and win four wagers have all been reduced to 15%. So that's certainly a trend across North America to drop the takeouts, and it was dropped at Hastings this year, and I think once the field size got better there was a remarkable recovery in their wagering, so maybe that's part of the answer there is the reduced takeout.
Well, that is very customer focused, and you're right. You guys are doing what the rest of the business is doing, and it's a positive thing. I look forward to getting out there sometime. Certainly hope I can. In the meantime, all the best of luck to both of you gentlemen out in D.C. with Fraser Downs going with a 10-month meet. Congratulations to both of you.
Thanks, Mark.